So a great pleasure to welcome into the studio Josh Cleary and Rachel Marie Weiss, who are from the show How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which is the Lent Term musical at the ADC Theatre in Cambridge. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
So welcome to Cambridge 105. Tell us, first of all, this is not a show that I've heard of. So Josh, as director, I'm going to come to you first. In a nutshell, what's the show about?
The show is a satire written by the writers of Guys and Dolls about kind of business life, kind of depicts this mad business world, and this one character who starts off as a window cleaner finds this book called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying and decides that he's going to try and kind of get to the top of this company as quickly and as effortlessly as he can, all the way kind of stealing other people's ideas, kind of trying to manipulate all the other characters into believing that he's a lot better than he is, and eventually possibly making it to the top.
And without giving too much away, I guess it's quite a journey for that character.
Yeah.
Is there a particular part of you that thinks this is a great time to put on this play, given the situation with global politics at the moment?
I guess when we were considering putting the show on, a lot of it was a lot of the ideas in it are very, very present still. And like trying to create this autonomous business machine where like none of the male characters are really discernible. They've all got names in the script, but like they're basically just the same person written exactly the same way. And we treat a lot of their entrances and exits as if they're just cogs in this machine.
Oh, nice. Now, we were just joking about that because I was saying to you, Rachel, I've got you down here as female lead in the show. Yeah. You tell us your character's called Rosemary.
Yeah. So essentially, since it's like this really interesting satire, Rosemary kind of is a send-up of like traditional female roles, both in theater and sort of in 1960s society when this is set. But she also has sort of an edge to her because it is a little bit more sort of subversive. So it's kind of, she has a lot of sass and she's really...
I love a character with sass.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things.
It's always good. And sort of... she just mimics a lot of the ways in which the lead character sort of has a lot of interesting and clever plans, but it doesn't always have as fantastic of an end because of gender roles, etc.
Okay. So this is a show that you knew before, was it? Or did you only just hear about it sort of recently?
Yeah, so I've seen productions of it before, and I really, really like the show. I think it's really funny, and it's one of my favourite sort of 1960s old-timey musicals.
So is it a similar sort of style to Guys and Dolls in its music?
Somewhat, yeah, but I think it is also very sort of specific. Like, it's a little bit unique in a lot of ways, so it's really cool.
Okay.
Quite a lot of the songs in it are, like, broad parodies of things that happen in musical theatre at the time. So, like, at the end of the first half, the main character sings a song called Rosemary. That is just a big parody of Maria from West Side Story.
Ah, yes.
Not done in necessarily the same way or with the same kind of gravity as in the former story. But, like, yeah, it's basically just a parody of the same idea.
And tell us about the process to get the show to the ADC Theatre, because it's coming out, isn't it, in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
When did you start putting this together? Was it a proposal or did someone approach you? And how many months has this been going on for?
So I pitched this show back in November. And since then, we ran auditions at the end of, last term, and finally put the cast together back in January. And for a lot of student shows, for the two shows that I did last term, it was kind of a 2.5 week turnaround from kind of getting the cast together to opening night. And for this show,
wow,
we've now had 6 weeks.
So it's a luxurious amount of time in comparison.
You'd think it would be, but very strangely, like, there's just so much to do on this show because as soon as you add lots of songs, a cast of 20 as opposed to, you know, something like 8 that you might normally have, and then all of the choreography as well just takes up a lot more time than you'd expect it to. But like, the cast are doing such a great job, it's so exciting.
Presumably alongside you've got a production team of choreographer, musical director and all the usual sort of people.
Yeah,
big team effort to get it to this stage.
Yeah, there's been a lot of intense rehearsing. Yesterday we were rehearsing for 6 hours.
Wow.
3 of which was choreography rehearsal, and we got 2 fantastic choreographers involved in the show. Our musical director Steve Gage has been in Cambridge for like 7 years now, and he's been involved
amazing.
In this slot every single year.
Right.
I think it might be his last one, so it's
ooh,
quite a project.
So a special
for him.
Show in many ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel, tell us a bit more about the rehearsal process, because I know you've got the infamous get-in coming soon, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell us about the get-in.
So I don't know.
Have you done one of those before? The sort of process of putting all the tech stuff out and the actors have to get involved in doing?
It will be this time next week, actually, that the entire production crew comes in and starts to build the set and the lights will go up.
Yep.
And meanwhile, we'll all be in a room next door continuing to rehearse. And the first time we'll go on the stage, once it's built, is Monday.
Wow. So that's an exciting time because you see it for the first time as it will actually look.
Yeah. I've only seen diagrams for the last 2 months and it looks amazing. They've done such an amazing job with it. But, seeing it come to life is going to be quite a special thing.
And, Josh, you mentioned having been involved in Cambridge shows last term. Mm-hmm. Is this sort of your first, second, third year? What are you in Cambridge year?
I'm second year.
Right.
Have been trying to kind of succeed in directing for...
As well as in business. Great.
For the last few terms. Yeah. And, like, this show is just a dream come true from that point of view because of kind of the scale of it is unlike anything that you really get to do in most shows. And working with such a fantastic cast is also pretty great.
That's very nice of you. And let's turn to you, Rachel. Is this your first ADC show or have you been involved in others?
So this is my first ADC show. This is my second year in Cambridge. Yep. So I did a little bit of theatre last year and I've done like a lot of improv, but this is one of the first sort of
scripted pieces.
Yeah, and it's definitely the biggest show I've been involved with, so it's been a really cool experience.
Well, it does sound fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting piece to be doing. Tell us a little bit more about sort of the student side. I mean, I was a Cambridge student myself back in the day. Cool. 2006, 2010 were my years. Tell us, what are you studying? Which colleges are you at? What's going on with you guys?
So I study psychological and behavioural sciences at Christ's, but not really as much this term because I'm doing the show.
And what about you, Josh?
I'm a musician at Clare.
Right, okay. And that was one of the things I was interested in because I used to do sound and things for ADC shows, but it always seemed to me that the actors themselves had to put so many hours into rehearsals for quite a significant period of time. How do you find you're able to balance that against the need to sit and study?
We're not,
no.
Don't let your director of studies hear that.
A lot of the time, like, the thing with Cambridge is there are almost too many opportunities for you, and someone will ask you to do something, or something will come up, and you go, oh, I really want to do that, and not quite realise that you've already signed on to other things around the same time. So, and the bizarre thing about Cambridge is there's so many different things you can get involved with. So, like, in these last 3 weeks of term, I'm going from doing this show to I ended up conducting an orchestra on Friday and doing a bit of student writing with a friend. And, like, there's so many different things that you're able to do that just kind of pile into one space that you don't really find a lot of time to do other things. I hope my parents aren't listening.
Well, they might be. I mean, the dangerous thing is this will be made into a podcast as well.
That's
so
true.
This is a permanent record of you announcing that. What about you, Rachel? I mean, on a serious note, you must find it... It's hard to balance it, and I guess it gets harder the closer you get to the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit difficult, but it honestly, Josh has been really good at sort of accommodating the cast if you have really important other commitments to do with work and things. So it's been tough, but it works out. I had to end up not doing a show before this show because I was doing too many shows, so it was fine.
Josh looks a bit worried just in case that happens again.
Yeah.
That's not allowed this time.
You're not taking on anything.
Well, it was
between.
His fault, though. He was the one who made me not do the other show.
Now, you mentioned as you were coming in, you were chatting about one particular moment in the play that's caused you a lot of intrigue. Tell us a bit more about that.
The main character in the show is quite a smooth talker, and in the final scene of the first act... walks into his boss's office and his boss's mistress is in there and they end up sharing this kiss, and it's only upon kissing her that he actually realises that he's in love with Rosemary.
Uh-huh.
And Rosemary comes in and he sings the song that's based on Maria from West Side Story. And during this song, he is supposed to kiss Rosemary during the opening bars of the Grieg Piano Concerto to kind of symbolise how over the top it is. But that's quite a lot of bars. And the script specifies that he starts at the beginning and then stops when it finishes.
Right.
And I think Rachel should comment more about
this. Yeah, so it's about like 30 seconds long.
And that's quite a long kiss.
It's a long time.
The first time we rehearsed it, our lead, Toby Waterworth, said to us, should I use any tongue? And we're there being like, no, don't use any tongue. Don't do that. And then ended up proceeding to, it looked like he was eating your face.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was unpleasant.
So we've had to choreograph
wow.
this kiss. And it was, as a director, it's a really weird thing to have two people that are joined at the mouth and to be walking around being like, okay, your hand should be here. And can you not cover his face? All of that. It makes, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing to do. But hopefully when it's on stage, it will look unbelievably natural.
I'm sure. Like, and I guess you've become good friends as a result of all this rehearsal process then.
Fastest friends.
That's fantastic. Guys, it sounds like an incredible show. Tell us, when is it on?
It starts on the 15th of March and runs for 12 performances, two matinees until the 25th.
Wow, so you're going to be busy over the next couple of weeks.
Very busy.
Well, good luck with the rest of the rehearsals. We're really looking forward to hearing more about it. Thank you very much for coming in to tell us more about how to succeed in business without really trying. It's the Lent Term Musical at the ADC Theatre. Tickets can be found from the ADC's website, or give them a ring, pop into the box office as well in town. So thank you very much for coming in to tell us about the show.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Josh and Rachel. Thank you very much to them for being my guests on the Cambridge Conversation today.